A word for you from Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 to 18. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. We've been looking at various aspects of the Sermon on the Mount, and this chapter has to do especially with hypocrisy. And this particular text about fasting and looking gloomy is very much connected to what the Lord has just said regarding hypocrisy, that there are others who practice their righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. And the Lord says, well, they already have their reward. It also says that if you give to the needy, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. In other words, do it in secret. Don't blow your trumpet, the Lord says. Well, it is so typical of our hearts, although we might cast a slur against the people of the day that Jesus was referring to, maybe particularly bad people, but in fact it is referring to our own heart. We all have this capability, and how often haven't we been just like these hypocrites who try and look gloomy, who try and disfigure our faces. You might say, but I don't put ash in my faces, I don't do the things that they did. Well, that might be the case, but we have the same heart, and we do, and we practice our hypocrisy in many different ways. We try and appear to be good, appear to be righteous, appear to be holy before other people, and we put on an air, a facade. And so we want others to notice that picture which we want them to see. And the truth is, of course, that we are not living before God. He is out of the picture. And it is the opinion of others that matters. When Paul truly met with God, he said, I did not consult with flesh or blood. You see, he was busy now with the risen Christ. He now recognized that God himself was the important one, not the opinion of others. It's not that the opinion of others is unimportant, but God first. And we are not to try and look gloomy and think that that makes us look like more serious Christians. Get busy with God himself.